Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook for Avon Motivational. And next, our guest for this evening is John Waller, and he is not a stranger to this radio show. He's on the first Monday of every month sharing some golden nuggets with you. So with that, I'm going to put John on the line and also give some housekeeping information. I am in my car in Louisville, and I'm afraid to move. So if I get disconnected for whatever reason, John, you can continue until 9:30, till 9 o'clock. So, John, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you for asking.
Great to hear it.
It's a great day to be in business for yourself.
Absolutely. Every day is. It's only one you got.
You got that right. And you know what? I'm going to dedicate this to the show. The reason why I'm in Yonkers is because one of our former Avon reps who is now a helper, she lost her son, and the memorial service is going on right now as we speak. So we're going to dedicate this show to Del Busby's son's honor. So with that, John, you can go ahead.
Well, this is a potpourri August show, Pat, so fire away.
Okay, you know, John, I don't know. I went today, I'll share with you, and for those who are listening, starting in September, I'm going to open up my little Avon store within a hair salon. So I went over to another Avon rep who I know have a small store in the area in which I work, just to talk to her a little bit about, you know, what I should order and, you know, what should I expect as a new Avon representative opening a little store. And one of the things
you're a new Avon rep, or the store is new?
I'm going to be new also. So, in talking with her, one thing she was saying is that it's just so hard out here for everybody. And I tell you, John, everybody who I talk to, whether they're selling Avon or they're selling widgets, everybody's saying how hard it is right now to be in sales. And what would be the answer for a person like that, for those people who are already in sales and those people who are thinking about going into sales? What do you tell a person like that?
That's a really good point, considering this is the Avon Motivational Show, right? Weekly motivational show. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a really super question. It's a $64 zillion question. For me, you know, when you asked that question, the first thing that came to my mind is, this could be any Monday in the last 100 years, okay?
Uh-huh.
Any Monday of any week in the last 100 years, because what you just said, you know, is like, it's hard out there. Well, I mean, if you go back throughout history, people think every Monday's hard or every Monday's great. I mean, it's between your ears. It's your perception. I got an email from somebody that I guess I met on LinkedIn, and I called this guy today, like, mistakenly. He's like a list broker, telemarketing company, and these guys sent me over a sample list of like 15 dentists in Texas. Now, like, I mean, this spreadsheet has got the dentist name, their email, their phone numbers, some of them their website. Well, this is like a gift from God. It's like, John, call these dentists. It's like, I've got so much work to do, and it's just how my mind works. It's like, I'll die before I'll be able to call the dentist in this country or car dealers. It's your perception. It's like, you have to think, okay, your perception has to be for that shop. It's like, how big can this thing be? How much, how much deodorant, how much body lotion, how much lip gloss and lipstick. I mean, I can't put enough in here. People are going to come in droves. It's between your ears. And it's a matter of faith. It's just like, I just got back from spending a week with the Paiute Indians on an Indian reservation where a lot of people are not real positive and they don't have great faith and they have struggles. And you just have to thank God for where you are and just, you have to fail forward fast. I know I've said that before in the show, but that's just how you have to think. You just have to make it positive. I got a phone call today from somebody from BNI, from a guy that I went on a walk with a month ago. He tried to kill me, like doing a hike on a bunch of hills. So he had referred me to this woman in his BNI chapter, and she called me, and she was, she does voiceover, so she wanted to see if I could use her as a voice talent. Well, I can't because that's not part of my business. I have a studio in Phoenix that does that. So I turned it around. I told her, I gave her some advice. I said, you need to be going to the advanced training that you're supposed to go to the first 60 days in BNI. You need to do that every single month, not just one time, every single month. And so we set up a one-to-one on the phone in a week and a half to see how we can maybe work together and refer each other. I don't have any business for her, but I said, your brain clamps down on the negative. I thought, okay, so let me have a one-to-one with her, and how can I help her, and what can we get out of that 60 minutes? God had her call me for some reason today. It wasn't just, stuff doesn't just happen, just like I'm not just on this phone call just for whatever reason to fill up 30 minutes. Something's going to happen. So getting back to what I was saying about the MSP thing, it's like, I went to that thing 2 weeks ago today, and I'm going every month. And to me, it's just, I've got a calendar as a repeating event the third Monday of every month. I got a new customer out of going.
And
I meet people that I wouldn't meet because they're in other chapters, and there's no way on this earth I would have met this veterinarian if I hadn't put myself out and gone to something that I don't have to go. You have to have the mindset that I'm doing something I don't have to do. It's like getting up and going to Bible study at 5:30 in the morning. Who does that? I do it tomorrow morning. I don't have to, but I don't know what's going to happen from it. But I just spent the last week getting up at 5:50 and 6:15 in the morning, and I am not a morning person. But I did it for a week, and I'm going to carry on that habit of doing something that stretched my comfort zone. And that's what you ladies have to do. Is if it's not comfortable for you, then you have to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're going to train for a stair climb at the Empire State Building, if you ladies in New York, okay. So what you do is you go find heavy shoes. You find 3-pound shoes. So now you got 6 pounds. You're taking it when you train. And you go buy a 20-pound vest. So you make it uncomfortable. Now you're dragging 26 pounds up those flights of stairs every day when you train. That's what I'm doing. I've got to go get this vest. I've got the 6 pounds of shoes and a Camelback with water in it so that when I train, it's uncomfortable. I put myself in that uncomfortableness. It just, you have to stretch your comfort zone. So getting back to the store, that's all between your ears. It's whatever you make it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all whatever you make it. You can make it like the biggest darn Avon thing ever to hit New York or the country. That's on you. That's a challenge that you've got to hammer that thing. You need to put on the wall, okay, you need to put up on the wall, all right, a visualization, okay, of how much you want to do in sales every hour, every day, every week, every month that this sucker is open. take, and you want to, you need to find out what the top store in a flea market, wherever, what they've done in volume, and you need to 3X that or 4X that and not be happy just with status quo.
You're absolutely right, John. You really do have to, you know, get out of your own way, get out of your own head, and just go with the thought of, I can do this. I can make this work.
I can crush this thing. You have to get out, like you just said, you have to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Pogo said years ago, we have met the enemy, and they are us. You know, we are our own worst enemy. You know, our self-talk, your biggest enemy is your self-talk. What do you say in the morning when you get up? What kind of a day is this going to be? Well, nobody's getting inside your brain and telling you it's going to be a crummy day. It's just like those of us that are overweight. Is like somebody holding a gun to your head saying, you need to eat this crap? You know, Coke and Pepsi aren't any good for you, and the caramel that's not any good for you is not good for you. Or in a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, the aspartame is bad. I had a 9-year-old girl come up to me 2 days ago. It was like Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. Friday or Saturday, this 9-year-old girl comes up to me on this retreat, on this mission I was on. She's 9 years old. She says, so I'm showing her my phone. And I was showing her the keyboard that I've got this Bluetooth keyboard that works with my smartphone. And I was showing it to her, and she wants to look up aspartame. She's 9.
Oh.
So we search this thing on the internet. We go through, like, 9 things that are bad about soda. You know, the worst thing in it is the aspartame and the caramel. It's made out of stuff, numbers and stuff you can't even pronounce. And we're drinking it.
Yeah.
And we're wondering why the diet stuff is so bad for us. Why I know, I can think of 2 people I know, a husband and a wife. He loves Diet Pepsi, and she's addicted to Diet Coke. And I've known her for 3 or 4 years. I used to see her networking meeting every other Thursday. She would bring in her Diet Coke. And large. I mean, she's not a skinny girl, and neither is he. And he drinks Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
You know, to me, food is the enemy. I mean, I found a secret weapon last week being with this members of my Korean church. And seaweed and rice is kind of like making sushi. Well, when you've got other stuff that goes on the rice that you don't want to eat, seaweed is very healthy for you, except for the salt.
I love seaweed.
But seaweed is just like, it's got like nothing in it, you know.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Jack, what is it, you know, it's interesting. I was asked to make phone calls today because we have a very important and exciting meeting coming up on August 7th, which is Thursday at 5:30 at our Yonkers office at 20 Warburton Avenue. And one thing one person said to me, that we were all making phone calls, and one girl said to me that she spoke to somebody in her downline. Now, I've heard this also. And they said to her, they don't order books. And I just looked at her. Your books is your store.
Wait a minute. So you're supposed to make phone calls to get them to this Yonkers event on Thursday, and
she don't order books. She doesn't order brochures. And I can't understand, and I've heard that from a lot of people, or they will only order 10 brochures. And I said to them, you only want 10 customers? Because I order the minimum I will order is 50. But I generally order anywhere from 100 to 120. And in the summer months, I order 300 at a pop. And I tell you,
that's
I get rid of them.
Those brochures are your executive sales force. We've gone through this before. They sit around in dental offices. I mean, OBGYN offices.
Yeah.
I mean, any kind of a doctor, like a pediatric doctor. My gosh, you know, I would be asking people nice to say, can I please put these in your waiting room?
Absolutely.
I mean, you need to have a couple hundred of those on hand. Like, I mean, those are your salespeople. That's how you're going to get sales. That's how you're going to get new recruits. I mean, that's how you get people to say, hey, you know what? Do you see how hard I'm working here? This is like breaking my back. Would you like, who do you know who could use an extra $500 to $800 more a month from this back-breaking work I'm doing today?
you're so right. And I tell you,
You come in through the back door. You don't ask them. It's third party. Who do you know? Oh, anybody, as Tony Robbins would say, anybody maybe intimately, that's how Tony would mean it, I guess, like for them. He would say, anybody you know intimately, just you make a game out of it. And you see, the cool thing about the Avon business is that you guys have the opportunity to surround yourselves with people that want to do the deal that you want to work with. I mean, why would you want to have somebody in the business with you that you don't want to be working with, that you can't stand? Don't do that. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
You know, either people that don't want to go to work every day. So, you know, you do what you love and the money will follow. You guys have like a golden opportunity.
You're 100% right. We have a golden opportunity because, one, our store is our brochure. That's number one. Number two, our price points are very low. So no matter, you know, everyone can afford Avon. There's no excuse. You guys
have always running specials and campaigns, okay? Not to catch up, but you're always running specials and campaigns. And it's so expensive to get into the business. It's so expensive to buy your own store.
Yeah.
I mean, was it $10? Yeah. It's $9.99?
It went up to $15. It was only $15, and you get a website, and you get a whole kit just for $15.
Okay, so I would tell people, and I can help you get started in your own business. It's $14.95. It's $15, but I'll give you the nickel. I'll give you the push over the edge. If you're sitting on the fence, okay, and if it takes a nickel, okay, as Zig Ziglar used to say, God rest his soul, Zig would say, you know, he was like starving. He was selling a pots and pans or cookingware back in Texas somewhere. And Zig would say, man, if it took but 50 cents to get around the world, he would say, I couldn't get out of sight. I love that. That's a great Zigism. It's like, if it took but 50 cents to get around the world, I couldn't even get out of sight. I mean, he didn't have any money. And Zig used to say that he was so broke and he was so embarrassed about his car because it was such a beater, he would park his car like half a mile down the road when he had an appointment and walk to it so they couldn't see his car.
Wow.
So all mindset. That's all these guys, the Jim Rohns and the Zig Ziglars and the Brian Tracys, you know, and the Jack Canfields and the Mark Victor Hansons. I mean, they put their pants on one leg at a time, and they all started with nothing. I mean, Jim Rohn started with nothing. Just, you know, these are all great people, and just who started with nothing, just like everybody listening to this, all 4,000 people listening to this call, besides me and Pat. I mean, like, I met Jim Rohn after listening to Jim Rohn for 15, 16 years on cassette tapes when I lived in Chicago. I moved back home to San Jose, and 1991, Jim Rohn was here. He was downtown San Jose, and we were on the ninth floor of it, so the old LeBaron Hotel, which became the Wyndham, which became, now it's the Holiday Inn. So we're up on the ninth floor. So there was like 18 people in the room. It's like a big crowd. Okay? The reason we were there is because Jim Rohn would have people go out and do the 45-minute dog and pony show to sell tickets to hear him. And that's how Tony Robbins started. Tony was one of those guys selling tickets for Jim Rohn. That's how he got started. So Jim's up on the ninth floor. We had an earthquake that day. And I love the guy. The guy did not miss a beat. So we're standing there doing the motivational thing, and Jim Rohn says, well, I guess I could still move a room. And it was classic. It was just didn't skip a beat. It was wonderful.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. What are you saying?
No, I was just going to say is that everybody out there has greatness inside of him. Yeah. I mean, you can become like a monster person in Avon. You just have to believe. That's the biggest thing. Okay, it's believing. Okay, and 5% of becoming great is how. 95% of it is why. How big is your why? And if your why is really small, you're toast. But you've got to have a dream board. You got to have a why. I mean, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you know where you want to live, you know what you want to drive, that's your why. That's your dream board.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'll take the Beach Boys as an example. I just recently was watching a movie on Netflix or something about the lives of the Beach Boys, and their dad was just Murray Wilson was just like, he was the father of three of the five Beach Boys. He was a music guy, but boy, he was not a very nice father. I mean, the reason why Brian Wilson had problems with his ear is his father, years before, had hit him in the head with a 2x4.
Oh, my God.
So it caused major problems with his ears. And he was a musician.
Wow.
He was a singer songwriter. And, so their big why was probably to get out of the house.
Yeah.
His wife, their mom eventually divorced him in 1966. And you don't know this until you find out, what people are about, but their why was probably to get away from dad. So, whatever your burning why is, that's what gets you up in the morning. And that's what gets you ordering the brochures and passing them out and going out and doing the things that failures don't like to do. I'm weird.
Yeah.
I like to make phone calls. I have no problem with making phone calls. I like to do it. I don't get beat up that much, and I don't talk to that many Dinos on the phone. And if I do, like I had one today who's telling me, it's like, well, maybe the company doesn't want to do that. Well, this is like a 40 location customer, and I'm going to let an $11 an hour gatekeeper on the phone let me not make a phone call? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
It's the dream stealers. You can't let people be your dream stealers. You guys probably heard that before, that phrase, dream stealers. You can't. Everybody's got dream stealers in their families.
Absolutely.
Murray Wilson was a dream stealer for the Beach Boys. And you can't let somebody steal your thunder, steal your dream. I love to make cold calls. It's what I do. I'm in a perfect job to do what I do. I don't have to really go anywhere. I can sit on the phone all day and make my appointments on the phone. I love that. It's perfect for what I do. Find out what your bliss is. That's, I know that comes from Tibetan or Zen or whatever, or maybe Wayne Dyer. Find what your bliss is. What it is that, people always say, if you can do whatever you're doing and you didn't have to get paid for it, that's what you're supposed to be doing. I would probably be doing this, like this phone call or making phone calls or teaching people about sales or smartphones. If God gave me enough money, I didn't have to work, that's what I would do. Whatever it is that gets you up in the morning and you don't worry about the clock, that's your bliss.
And if it ain't Avon,
then stop doing it, because Pat, you only want people doing this that are happy to do it, that want to order the brochures, that want to make the phone calls, that want to walk into the doctor's offices or wherever the women are. Okay. People that are doing that, you don't just want them doing it just, I do Avon. Well, no, you don't have to handcuff people and go into a phone call or a meeting. Find people that want to do this.
Absolutely.
And it ain't everybody. Yeah. It's not everybody. It's not everybody.
Right. And that's a very, very hard lesson to learn, and I've learned it this year. I will say it, I will articulate it, but this year it actually sank in. And I don't push people. I present the opportunity to them. If I got to convince them, then you know what? 9 times out of 10, they're not going to work.
No, because you just spend all your time being a convincer. You want the people that you want to work with, you want to surround yourself with, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20 ladies that get this. And, Pat, the people you want to work with are the people that are calling you, asking you for help. Mentor me, please. Mentor my butt, okay? show me how to do this thing so I can crush it. So that I'm walking across the stage and at the next Obi-Wan Kenobi deal. I want to be up there. Crown on my head. I want the robe. I want to be like queen for a day. Yeah. Tell me what I got to do. Tell me everything I got to do to make that happen. And
absolutely.
So that I can teach somebody else so that I want to be able to replicate what you've done. And I want 20 ladies that can replicate what I do. Those are the people those are the only people you spend your time with. The only inventory you've got is not the lotions and the potions and the lipstick and the deodorant and the cologne and all that stuff that's in the catalog. That's not your inventory. Wrong answer. Thanks for playing. Your only inventory is your time. And you're never going to get it back.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you have to have faith. You have to have faith in yourself.
Okay, there's a movie out, a religious movie, and you can get it on Amazon, okay? It's called Faith Like Potatoes. It's a movie that was made in South Africa. Faith Like Potatoes. And you have to have faith. It's got to be big. It can't be like a mustard seed. It's got to be, your faith has got to be like potatoes, and it's going to happen. You have to.
Yeah. No matter how big or small, like, for example, I just came back from my Mediterranean trip for 12 days. I've used up all my time at the job. But guess what? I know in my heart and all my money, and I know in my heart in 2 weeks I'm going to be in Florida at that Avon convention. Why? Because it's my business, and I need to be there, and I need to learn.
It's what you do. It's who you are.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You have to believe with every fiber in your body. Like, I'm up for this thing at BNI. It's called Director Consultant. And a week ago Friday, I had an interview with...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I hope I get it. Thank you. Keep praying for me. So I had the interview with a guy a week ago Friday. He sent out an email, and the three people that were supposed to interview me, so rather than waiting until the end of this month, I banged it out. I was on the mission trip. I still got it done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of last week. So I got it done in perfect time. Now I just have to find out if I got it. But I know with every fiber in my being that's what I'm supposed to be doing. That's helping other people network. I do that anyway. I do that 24/7, 365. I do it with you guys every month for half an hour. I offer that free coaching to you guys. So that's what I mean. I do that anyway. And it's a free position. It's a volunteer position. It's like being an ambassador in the Chamber of Commerce. There is no pay for that. You just go out and you just do it.
You just do it. You just do it.
I would love
that.
To offer again, Pat. I'd love to offer again the free coaching that I offered last month. That one person
hooked
me up on, but didn't follow through with.
And for those people who can't catch John's information, you always call me or go on my Facebook page, Avon Motivation Radio Show, and just put in your private message me, and I will get you in contact with John. You know,
or you can just text me.
You know, speaking of faith, could you imagine what the conversation was with the people around the room when Obama said he wanted to run for president of the United States of America? Could you imagine what that could
be? Oh yeah, naysayer city. Of course. It's like, are you kidding? Are you nuts? Oh yeah, it would be like, 125% negative and like 1% positive. Yeah. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to. Wayne Dyer says you got to believe it before you see it. You can't see it and then believe it. You got to believe it before you see it.
That's exactly right. It is huge. Believe, and have faith. I can't get any clearer than that.
No.
Whew. Okay, well, it's 8:59, and I tell you, it's just the time. It just goes so quickly. I'm sitting in my car, and it just goes so quickly. And John, you're always such a wealth of information. Again, for those people who want to have the posting. Remember, now, I know some people may listen to this radio show tonight, some will listen tomorrow, some might listen to
a couple
of days.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you listen to the show. If you want to take advantage of this free coaching, you know, get in contact with John, or you can get in contact with me, and everybody knows, you get my emails or get my Facebook message or my text. Just respond back to that.
All you
got to
do is text me. It's real simple. Somebody texted me last month, and I called them back, and it didn't happen. So here I am.
Good. Yeah. Very good. Very good. So, again, John, thank you so much. And
you have a
good month the rest of the summer.
You too.
And for those, thank you. And for everybody else, I hope to see you in Orlando. I'm going to keep saying this each week. I hope to see you in Orlando. And in two weeks.
Vacation capital of the world.
Yes. Okay, with that, good night, everyone. Good night, John.
Have a blessed day. Good night, Pat.
Take care.
You bet. You
too. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.